and Selfie did the ice bucket challenge with the new Hamburglar. Left Shark wore a dress at the Super Bowl, and we couldn't figure out if it was blue or gold. Trends with benefits. Oh, come on, girl. Trends with benefits. Trends with benefits. I'm talking about the trends with benefits.
Greetings to all the tweebs out there. This is Trends with Benefits, the only podcast on the internet with the unmitigated balls to talk about the things that people are talking about on the internet. I'm Gabe Dannon, and I'm here with my co-host, July Diaz.
Hello.
And Gata.
Hi. Thanks for tuning in again. We got a really special guest for you this week, guys. Gabe, do you want to introduce?
Of course. He's a real funny guy, an improviser, and the host of a great podcast called The Meat Improv. And he's also me and July's improv coach. And he's really good at that, too. Very funny guy. Jake Jabbour.
Oh.
Did I say that right?
Yeah, you did. You did a great job. Oh. Thank you.
I got nervous.
Oh,
sorry.
You did great.
I just threw the spotlight on
Agata
you.
Agata usually does the intros, but I realized that she was unprepared.
Yeah. Thank you, Gabe. Thank you, Jake, for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Yeah. Yes. Thanks for coming.
Thank you so much for having me. I once hosted a stand-up show, and we had Kumail Nanjiani on it, mm-hmm. and I was worried about saying his last name. So I listened to his, like, WTF, I think, or some. I found some podcast where they said his name, and I listened to it all day so that I wouldn't mess it up. And then I introduced him, and I went, please welcome Kumail Nanjiani. Ah, fuck, shit. And he got on stage and went, what happened? He was like, you know, you can just try and it'll be fine. He's like, you're the first person who, like, I also looked up into the air when I went, fuck, shit. He was like, you cursed the sky. And he's like, he made fun of me for the first 5 minutes of the thing. And I wanted to be like, I had tried so hard.
Well, you know, I'm glad that I didn't go through that, because I feel like that would have really... really hurt me too.
yeah, I mean, it took me a while to recover. You did a great job.
Thank you. Thanks for coming on the show. We talk about trends on this show. Do you consider yourself someone who has your finger on the pulse?
I do not.
No,
I'm very bad about having my finger on the pulse.
Well, let me, because this is something that we need to do every once in a while to just sort of, you know, reset the listeners and everything. Agata, she's very hip, and she knows all the cool trends.
Okay.
Like, she knows what is and is not bae, that kind of thing, right?
Yeah, I know what teenagers are talking about on the internet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
In July, he knows about the weird, like, you know, dark web kind of...
like Sonic fan fiction kind
of
stuff.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Yeah, Sonic Chew... all the 4chans, 6chan, 7chan, 8chan, 9chan, those are real places.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm struggling with my own branding, I'd say, but I'm kind of like the old out of touch guy.
No. Gabe is the tech guy. He knows like what's going on.
I've been trying to rebrand myself as the tech guy, but it doesn't actually manifest itself in any way in the show itself.
I mean,
oh, except that
you did all this.
Yeah.
The show is here because of you. And also, you're like building a cool thing. Like, you're always building a cool thing.
All right. This isn't the Gabe Praise Hour.
That's next week.
Yeah. Right,
everyone say your favorite thing about Gabe. Let's go around the circle. He's great.
Please don't. Okay, I'll start. Well, you know, so I feel like I'm in a similar boat, but that's why I'm so grateful to have this show, because I learn about things that I wouldn't normally learn about.
Yeah.
I found out what Yas was on this show.
Did you?
Yes.
What is it?
It's like just a way of saying yes.
Oh, okay. Did we define it on this show?
You guys just told me what it meant.
Is that from Happy Endings?
It definitely was on Happy Endings, but I don't know where it came from originally.
Okay.
this is a genuine question. If you're in an improv scene, okay, and somebody like brings up something that you don't know the reference,
yeah,
I feel like that's something that happens to me a lot.
Yeah.
Often with like Pokemon.
Oh, right.
And
yeah. Oh, what do I do?
Yeah, what's your go-to move? You know what?
My go-to move, I think, is just to play. It's like, oh, great, I get to play close to myself, which is like, I don't know what this is, right? So I'll just, like, and I also, my wheelhouse is like dumb guy in over his head. I generally don't try and fake it. I don't think that there's not a lot of fun to be had in faking it and just going like, yeah, I got a couple Charmanders, and they're holding on to my Jigglypuff or whatever. Right. Like, it's fine to like, choose to know, but my choose to know is always like, I'm new here. Like, it just like, I don't know why. Even if they make me an expert, I'll probably confess that I'm a fraud.
Right.
Yeah.
How do you prevent it from just becoming like, I don't know this. What are you talking about?
Yeah. That's a good question. I try. Those referential improv, I think this is going to get real, can alienate. Mm-hmm. But specific improv can be fun. So mm-hmm. And specifics are usually indicative of a want or a need or a behavior. So like, it's not about the thing, it's mm-hmm. about the people in the scene. So it doesn't go like, I don't know about that. It's like, trying to get away from the thing anyways of like, I don't know about Pokemon. I started this because I have a crush on you or whatever. And then it's like, right. Oh, okay, now we're into a thing.
Yeah. It makes sense. And don't worry about it. We've had lots of improv people on the show. We've talked about it a million times.
Yeah.
We had a great episode with Billy Merritt. I feel like that was mostly about improv.
Oh, yeah. Great.
Yeah. I think we learned about Yas on that episode,
too. Yeah.
From Billy Merritt?
From Billy Merritt.
He basically just was talking Yas the whole time. Thank you for talking to us. I mean, you don't have to coach us on our podcast. But if you do notice something that we could improve.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
You can just interrupt the show and say,
I bet. People love to listen to some guy interrupt people as a guest and correct them. Who does that? I was going to say that's like something that Bill O'Reilly does, but right. Not even he goes on other people's shows and corrects their behavior.
No. But what show could use it the most?
Could use somebody coming on
You made it weird.
Oh yeah, Pete Holmes should get a lot of notes.
Oh yeah. Bill Maher.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Could use some.
Right.
Something.
You could.
some rules.
Some new rules.
Some fresh blood.
Actually, Bill Maher is a show I think where the guests come on, and they do try and correct him.
Right.
Both conservatives and liberals. Mm-hmm. I think that is an example where they'll say like, Bill, I don't think
you're
so.
Going a little crazy now.
Yeah. Yeah, that happens. But what show could use it? That's a good question.
Yeah. Which podcast could we do
start
an
a rivalry?
Extreme makeover extreme makeover
should
podcast.
Should we do an official rivalry with a podcast? We don't have any right now, but we could start one.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. So yeah. On this episode,
Adam Carolla.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
Adam
good.
Carolla.
Yeah.
Who definitely listens to the show.
Yeah.
He's on notice.
Yeah.
I was in an Uber and I got in and the guy was listening to the Adam Carolla podcast. That's not fair. I almost lumped Adam Carolla in with Joe Rogan.
Oh, okay.
Two different shades of white douchebags. But the Joe Rogan one, like, It was like the shortest Uber I'd ever taken. It was like down the block, and he said like a ton of offensive things. Like it was just like doo, doo, doo. Like I was like, oh man, I can't wait to tell somebody that Joe Rogan said. And before I even got to finish that thought, he had said like eight other things that I was just like, good grief.
Oh man,
what is his podcast?
The Joe Rogan Experience.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I mean, it's aptly titled, but it is.
I've never.
Sorry, we're picking on Adam Carolla. No, or we're starting a rivalry.
Yeah, we're starting. Well, we can do Joe Rogan too.
Yeah, it's
we'll
fine.
Start a bunch of rivalries.
I've never heard it, but I'm under the impression that his episodes are like 4 hours each.
Something like that. Yeah.
Speaking of saying offensive things, though, I think we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about something that's trending right now. I mean, we try not to get too political on this podcast.
Got to bring it up.
Too late.
It's the day that this Donald Trump recording has hit the hit the presses.
Yeah, and who knows when this episode will be released, but it is really the day that this happened.
It's flabbergasting.
Do you want to play the clip?
I don't.
No, I don't.
I think people could go. Do you want to hear it?
Sure.
I mean, it's long.
Okay, well, never mind.
I haven't heard it. I'm not saying that so that you'll play it.
Jake hasn't heard it. We gotta play it.
You know why I'm not up on trends?
Jake's begging for it.
I just read synopsis of things on the internet and don't actually experience them. I'm like, oh, he said that? Ugh. And then I don't like, and people will be like, "Yeah, did you watch that crazy video?" And I'm like, "No, I read a blurb about it." Though,
I read the headline.
Yeah, it's like I get it.
I saw a Facebook article, and then that's it.
Do you have questions about it? I have questions.
Oh,
to you guys, do you have questions?
No, I don't. I wanted to just hear if anyone had thoughts, and if you have questions, I would love to answer them.
Do you think there was always the plan to release this? And was it deliberate to release this audio at this time? Because somebody had it.
Yeah. Has to be.
I think so.
And they were sitting waiting? Like, why don't you do this? Like, how calculated is it? Why don't you do it before he's even the nominee?
Because it wouldn't have had as big of an impact, because nobody would have cared.
Oh, yeah, maybe. But, I mean, if you really care about, like, taking Trump down, you'd want to do it sooner rather than later, right?
Yeah, but people weren't taking him seriously for a long time. And now it's, like
oh,
real.
So you think maybe it was, like, they're created an urgency where it was like, oh, we have to do this.
Yeah, like we are so close. We're a month away.
Because I guess my thinking is, like, how methodical was it of, like, did the person who have it go like, if I do this earlier, he won't get the nominee, and then we'll have somebody who could potentially like beat Hillary. Not potentially, but like who's a politician, right? Like the question I've been asking people a lot lately is like, do you think Hillary, given her choice, would have picked him as the person she has to go against.
Yeah.
Because
I've thought about this.
Like, would she want somebody who elevates the discussion, or is it like easier to pick somebody who's just like
takes the focus off of her
and is just like easy to knock down.
That's a good point.
Well, she is very crooked. as that's been established. And there are those emails. So there's something going on there.
Getting so political.
I don't know. You just say the word emails to me and my blood just starts boiling.
Gabe, do you have any emails?
Hillary!
You want to hear this?
Yeah, let's hear it.
I'll admit it.
Whoa.
I did try and fuck her. She was married.
That's huge news, Sarah.
No, Nancy. Yeah. No, this was marriages. And I moved on her very heavily. In fact, I took her out furniture shopping. She wanted to get some furniture. I said, I'll show you where they have some nice furniture. I took her out furniture. I moved on her like a bitch. But I couldn't get there. And she was married. And all of a sudden, I see her. She's now got the big phony tits and everything. She's totally changed her look.
She's your girl's hot as shit. In the purple.
Whoa.
Yes!
Whoa! Oh,
yes, the Donald has scored!
Whoa!
Oh, my man! Wait, you gotta look at me when you get out of your
life. Sets this up.
That is very
funny. Give me the thumbs up.
Look at you.
Better not be the publicist. No, it's her.
Yeah, that's her, with the gold. I gotta use some Tic Tacs just in case I start kissing her. You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the pussy. You can do anything.
Oh, that's horrible.
That's insane.
It's Who is really he talking bad. About?
Some lady at this soap opera that he's going to do an appearance on. Well, that's Billy Bush he's talking to, who is a member of the Bush family. The Bushes don't like Donald Trump. And so maybe Billy was holding on to that tape.
Wait.
Until...
And sabotaged himself, you think? He Billy, took it from the team?
Billy Bush is part of the Bush family?
Yeah, he's related. He's a cousin.
No, he's not. Is he really?
Yeah.
No, he isn't. Are you fucking with me?
I have to look it up just to be sure now, but I'm pretty sure.
I thought he was just like a guy on Entertainment Tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think he's that too. He's a member of the Bush family.
Oh, that's bananas.
I didn't know that was real. I thought you were joking.
So did I. So
no. He
What, so his grandfather is George Bush, and then his cousin is George W. Bush, and his other cousin
uncle is George H.W. Bush, and his cousin is George W. Bush.
No way. I don't know why I didn't know this. I feel
that,
stupid.
So that adds a weird wrinkle then.
Yeah, because they've come out against Trump.
Yeah. And well, Jeb was in the running. So yes, it was
that
like
too. I forgot about that.
They must have been like, don't let this come out. It'll look bad for Jeb. Then Jeb couldn't even beat this troll. And then they were like, never mind.
Yeah.
Let it. It's crazy. It's so crazy. It also says like the thing about Donald Trump that I think is weird is like he has, people are like, he'll say anything, and it's like, no, he won't. He hasn't used profanity. He has like, and it's like, and I know he says that shit, but he doesn't do it. Like, he has a line even when he'll say anything. They're like, he's talking about his penis and stuff. It's like, he didn't say my cock or anything.
Yeah,
like,
right.
And so this is like an example of like, I don't think like that's scary because it is like, he's not a loose cannon. He's knows how to push it very far.
Right.
And then he says this kind of crazy shit.
Yeah.
So it's, God, it's over?
It's nuts.
I hope.
To me, no I don't way. See no how way. He can yeah. survive this.
No, because
Gabe was saying it was over.
His supporters are not going to care about that at all. They're going to be like, yeah, whatever. Who gives a shit? So, like, it sucks, but, like, I don't think he's dead.
I think, I thought about that at the debate, too. Like, was Hillary's objective at the debate? It can't be to swing voters.
Yeah.
It has to be to get people who are not going to vote out to vote, right? Like,
right.
She's not looking to change anybody's mind.
Yeah.
She's just looking for people to either say, I can't vote for this person, or I wasn't going to vote, but I'm going to vote now.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Yeah, that's probably true. Because
his supporters are like, yeah,
they're too far gone.
He's friends with Billy Bush and like says tits.
I don't know what's gonna happen going forward, but I can't imagine this is gonna help him. I mean, it's not gonna help him.
He's
not
gonna... No.
It can't help him, right? After all of the other things that have helped him that we thought couldn't help him. This, too, also can't help.
I think at the very least, the people who had to come out and be like, oh, like Ted Cruz or whatever, who are like, okay, I endorse him. At the very least, those politicians even have to be like, oops. Like,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They have to be like, sorry, I can't. I take that back. I didn't know you were saying that.
So he was mic'd up. He didn't realize he was mic'd up. Or he probably didn't realize that they were recording him already. So it must have been whatever it was that he was filming that, like, kept that tape. And, like, were holding on to it until now.
Yeah.
Access Hollywood? Yeah.
Was it like Access that? Hollywood? Or the soap opera?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Whatever it was that he was doing.
It's crazy that it sat this long without people knowing, right? That
it
makes
is
me
crazy.
Feel like, what, there's got to, like...
What else?
Yeah. Seriously, what else?
Yeah.
Like, we are... It's insane how in the dark we're kept. Like, the fact that it came this long with that... I would say, like, at least 100 people had to know about this forever.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And why didn't they tell us, you know, specifically us? Yeah.
If you do have some Trump scoops that you want to send in, please go to our website at twb.cool/ask
and put it into my ask box.
You have a dot cool?
Yeah, we do have a dot cool. A lot of people think that that's fake, but it's real. You guys, you can go out and get dot cool websites.
It's real. It's a real website.
Go out and get your name dot cool before someone else does.
And great.
Makes themselves the cool version of you.
Do you think like, were we a fortunate generation in that we essentially got to get our names for our emails if we wanted? Do you think that's weird?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you think, like, Gmail will eventually go away and then there'll be a new thing?
Oh, man.
If you have Gmails, I was making an assumption.
I mean, yes. First of all, I think we all have Gmails, right?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't have my
first last name at Gmail, though, because my last name is really long and that's no one can remember it.
Yeah. Mine is like a play on words, but I was like, oh, I had the chance to just get Jake.Jabor and was like, well, I'll be clever. Yeah. And then it's like, generations after us have to be like Jake Jabor November, like,
right.
1, 2, 3.
Well, I feel like we're just going to upgrade to something else soon, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be an
H-mail. H-mail.
Yeah. H-mail.
The next logical step.
It's just like how, you know, you had a MySpace URL and then, like, now it's, it doesn't matter.
Now it just redirects to some porn link farm.
Porn link farm?
Yeah. That's where you grow porn links.
Great.
That makes me feel way out of touch. I know you kind of just threw some words together, I think. But
no, you ever go to a website and it's just like, it looks like nobody ever made, like, actually made it. And it's just like, this, you've come. And it just is like spam links all over.
Yeah.
I think those are called link farms.
Oh, okay.
Is that true?
Yeah, and there's porn versions of those. So porn link farm.
Porn link farm.
Yeah.
This is definitely the most political we've ever gotten.
Oh,
this
podcast. Yeah.
We might have to cut some of that out. We don't want to upset any of our listeners.
We don't want
to
upset
bleep
Billy
a lot
Bush.
Of that.
Yeah. And Billy Bush loves this show, by the way, so he's going to be upset.
They didn't know I was a Bush.
Yeah, we'll cut out the part where Gabe looks it up on Wikipedia.
We should bring out we should at least address our producer. Jake, you see, obviously, you've noticed behind the production glass over there.
Oh, yeah.
On the ones and twos is our robotic producer. She's the robotic version of Laura Hall, the piano accompanist for Whose Line Is It Anyway? Please do meet Jake, Robo Laura Hall.
Oh. Hello, my name is Robo Laura Hall.
Oh, hello, Laura. Does she play the piano, or does she have an internal piano built in?
She plays the piano.
She can do either, really. Like, she has a MIDI port, like, built right into her, but she also can play it. And that's what she does here on the show.
Oh.
Yeah. And she's very moody, so sometimes she's, like, happy, sometimes she's horny, to be honest. Sometimes she gets a little horny with our guests, but, like, we can't. I'm just warning you in case it happens.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I plays piano and many kinds of flute instruments.
She plays piano and flute instruments.
Okay. Is that...
She's just
that's
announcing
just
it.
A fact,
that
right?
That might have been a sexual thing.
Yeah.
As in robo-dicks.
Oh, as in
there
robo-dicks,
we go. Okay.
Said.
Yeah.
Oh, flute is robo-dick?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or was she calling me a robo?
No. She's not insulting you. She doesn't know you yet, but she will get to know you and like you.
What's
I'm
her?
Sure.
Ooh, what robot is she? Who's her number one robot hunk?
Ooh.
Oh.
Chappie.
Whoa. Chappie.
Yeah, that's canon.
Who's also my cousin?
Yes,
yeah.
So she wants to fuck her own cousin.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's gross.
Laura.
Yeah.
No.
Yes, it is gross.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I guess
I just think he's hunky.
Okay, well.
It's still gross. It's
I guess, like, I guess I don't know robot genealogy. Maybe it's not this. Like, I guess robot cousins come from the same.
I mean,
factory?
Maybe that's not weird, right?
I built Robo Laura Hall. So I guess her cousin would be somebody that one of my siblings built. Explain how Chappie is your cousin, Robolora Hall.
Not right now.
Okay.
Later. She'll tell you later in private.
If you're not going to explain it, I think we get to call it gross.
Yeah.
That's maybe unfair and unkind, but in the human world, incest is frowned upon.
Fine.
Okay. Well, wow, she does not even have the time to argue. That's fair.
To be fair, Jake, there are a lot of great historical figures who married cousins and relatives. And
I'm not saying she's not that great that or gross? Wonderful.
Is that gross?
It is gross. It is gross, yeah.
I think you can be great and gross.
Yeah.
Okay, you're right.
Is Edgar Allan Poe gross?
Yes.
Fine.
Yeah, I think we all agree with that one. He's gross.
I like Laura, but she's lost her patience with me already.
She's probably just had a long week like the rest of us, you know. We try to cut her a little bit of slack.
You sure?
Yeah.
Let's get to our first segment of the show. I can't believe it's gotten this far, but hey, we're having a good time. It's Ask Agata.
Oh, okay.
Ask Agata is meant for an adult audience.
Adult audience.
Ask Agata may contain sexually oriented content.
Listener discretion is advised.
What?
Agata, board certified addiction medicine.
Ask Agata is a segment where our lovely listeners write into our website at twb.cool/ask or call our hot hotline at 432-AGATA. Hi.
Hi. It's
and
me.
Ask questions of Agata. She's our resident expert.
It's me, your friend Agata. I'm here to answer your questions. What do you got for me, Robolora Hall?
You ready to help some babies?
Help some babies?
I think that's what we do on this segment.
This question is from Buyer's Remorse. Dear Agata, I recently reconnected with an old high school friend on Facebook after 10 years. My husband and I traveled to Florida to stay with her for a week. While we were there, her husband did the following: took us out on a sailboat, made homemade pizza out of vegetables from his own garden, repaired the plumbing, and paid for several expensive dinners for the whole group. I have to say, it made my husband look objectively like kind of a piece of garbage. My husband thinks the word achievement applies only to video games, and he can't even cook a frozen pizza without setting off a smoke alarm. Also, he's the one who broke the plumbing in the first place. Tell it to me straight, Agata. Did I make a huge mistake marrying this dude? Should I have held out for a guy I'd actually be proud to introduce to my friends?
Oh, that was a long one.
I don't think I followed the timeline of this. So what, her husband broke the plumbing of her house and she stayed with her high school friend?
No. I don't think so. What I think happened was she reconnected with her friend on Facebook.
Yeah.
And her husband flew out to somewhere.
Florida.
Stay with them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So why did she say my husband broke the plumbing in the first place?
I think he broke their plumbing.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, their plumbing. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
And then the other husband fixed it.
Got it. Because he's such a sweet guy. He's got it all. He's growing vegetables and cooking pizzas out of them. I got to say, you got to be a little bit nicer to your husband. I mean, I don't know you, obviously. But I think, like, he probably has his own talents and accomplishments and things that he likes. And you should not compare him to the husband of your friend. Right? Because who knows what's going on with them? Maybe he's, you know, I don't want to speculate on this other person, but like maybe they have their own problems.
Wow.
That's good advice.
That's reasonable advice.
Yeah.
Did you think about that in advance?
No. And why do you sound so surprised that I gave good advice on my advice segment?
I don't know. Sometimes it sounds like you're joking when you give advice.
I've never joked a day in my life.
Yeah.
No, I thought that was reasonable. That made sense. She should be nicer to her husband. I mean,
Or not. Right? I mean, yeah. Or I think you're right. Like,
I guess don't compare your husband to another husband, right? Yeah. Like, love the man or love who you married.
Yeah.
Or if, don't
be yeah. nice to him or don't be married to him, maybe.
Yeah.
But also, you don't see the bad parts of this other guy. You're only seeing the nice parts.
And yeah.
The only way to see the bad parts is to leave your husband and
marry this guy. Other guy. Yeah. Okay. We're, yeah.
That so, poor guy.
Marry this guy. Maybe try that. Maybe try marrying this guy and see if you like.
Yeah.
See, this is the advice I'm used to hearing. Gotta give.
What do you mean?
July,
do you have any thoughts?
I mean, again, we don't know how this husband is.
We know.
Obviously, he has a bad poop problem, right? Because he broke the plumbing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could.
It could have been shaving.
It could have been shaving.
Yeah. It's also maybe it was those vegetables that other husband fucking dug up.
That's true.
Maybe those didn't sit well with everybody.
Yeah.
Like
they weren't ripe.
That's true.
Yeah.
They weren't ripe.
And I don't see anything wrong with relating achievement to video games like this husband. I'm with this husband. What does the other husband relate achievement to?
Yeah, I'm not a boat. People are
yeah,
kind of smug. Let me take you out on my boat.
Yeah,
is that his achievement? You think
the other? I think
having
so.
A boat.
Yeah, I mean,
and giving his house guest diarrhea. It sounds like,
and then bragging about fixing it.
Oh, you like all had asshole. Diarrhea. I'll have to fix the toilet. I think it's your fault. If you fed somebody food and they all got diarrhea, it's your fault. It's not my fault that I got it.
Yeah,
this other guy's evil. This is his plan.
He purposely gave the people diarrhea. Yeah. Like, and he sounds like not a guy that you would want to marry, in my opinion.
Yeah, stay with your current husband.
Yeah.
I love this. That's great.
Packers Jared Cook says he received a chicken head at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Is this a football man?
Yes, it's a football man. This happened today. He tweeted a photo of a severed chicken head that he apparently received with his order at the sports bar chain.
That's a great trend.
Oh my god, that's disgusting.
I've only been to Buffalo Wild Wings once, and that was when with you.
Yeah, I am a big fan of chicken wings.
Ah, love chicken wings.
Yeah, there we go. Now yeah. I got another chicken wing head on the show.
Yeah, three.
Yeah, three.
Finally,
you haven't gotten a head in your wings before.
I have never received a chicken head in my wings. I think that sounds horrifying, but also I would eat it.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I've eaten chicken feet, right? That's not that weird.
Yeah, the feet are way stinkier than heads.
Yeah.
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 That's, I mean, you can kind of tell that's a head.
Yeah.
But it's possible I've
eaten a head. Just assumed it was just a wing. Yeah.
This is crazy. So what do we do now that we have this segment?
We're in the trends now? We can just talk about anything. Yeah. We can go off on tangents.
We sort of just like, you can like, talk about it.
Oh,
now.
Okay. I didn't know. I didn't want to like
hack it.
I didn't want to like steamroll
no,
it.
There
if
are
there
no
was like
rules.
A voting system
no
of like
rules.
Trending.
Yeah.
No.
Offending.
We'll
we
tell
can
you
flash
if there are
to
any
something,
rules.
You
okay.
know, like. Chicken we head have, makes me think of.
We have, you know, sometimes like Ray
notice,
Romano.
Notice.
Sometimes Ray Romano will show up
oh, yeah.
and, you know.
My famous Ray Romano impression will come out.
Yeah.
Great.
That's it.
That's good. Can you do his brother?
July usually does Brad.
Everybody loves Raymond.
That's it.
My friend from college for an art project, he put all the episodes of a season of Everybody Loves Raymond on top of each other and and put them in high speed. So it was like just this weird wave of sound of like, and he like condensed an entire season layered on top of each other into like a minute. So it sounds insane, but the craziest part is that they all end slightly different, and it they go out on a button like a line, like everybody loves Raymond. Yeah. And then the audience laughs, and then the laugh like fades out. So the end of the video thing is like just these waves of laughter dropping out. It's insane.
Wow. Still hilarious, I bet.
Yeah, it's still good. Yeah.
You still get the gist of what's going on in the plot. Yeah.
Do you guys, if this happened to you and you're a famous person, because that's going to have a bigger...
Right.
Yeah.
Do you feel a moral obligation to do this?
Like to tweet it out?
Yeah.
If you're a big football guy?
I think. Yeah, are we football guys?
I think so. Okay. You're a big football guy.
I think if it's like a company like Buffalo Wild Wings, I think that they can absorb something like this and I'd be okay reporting it.
Yeah.
But if I was down at my like Gyochon chicken spot for those Korean wings, I wouldn't want to like shut that down.
Yeah. Is that the one on the like it's in a shopping?
Yeah.
That so those good. Honey glazed wings.
Oh my god, yes.
So good.
We eat them all the time.
They're so the good. Best. Incredible. Yeah. If you they could serve me like a cow. Just a cow head. And I'd be like, this place is good.
Oh man.
I think it's kind of a dick move that he did that. I don't like corporations, but like report it to management, get it taken care of.
Yeah.
But you obviously like this place.
Yeah. Right. I'd probably famous person or non famous person bring it up to someone there first.
Yeah.
And then
and if they were like, fuck you, eat that chicken head, then I might go like, hey.
Yeah.
But I'm sure they would have taken care of it.
I mean, the really ironic thing here is this multi-millionaire wears a uniform that says Packers, and this is probably the fault of some actual Packer at a factory somewhere.
Yes, yeah.
And I don't know where I'm going with this, but that's ironic, right?
You sound confident, and that's all that matters in a sentence, really. Honestly, I agree. I think it's a dick move. Like, what? This place has given you so many wings that you've enjoyed in your life, and you're going to do that to them? Yeah. Like, what is his purpose? Is he just trying to shame them? Because if so, then he's an asshole. But if he's just like, if he just was like, oh, this is funny, and then he snapped a picture and wanted to share it.
Oh, you want
to
know what his actual tweet was?
Yes. Yeah.
He wrote, this happened Tuesday when I went out to eat at BW Wings. How sway? How? And then a little emoji of like a surgical face.
Yeah, the throw up face.
Yeah.
What does that mean? How sway?
How sway?
How sway?
How sway?
Do you know what that means?
No.
I don't know what it means.
Agata?
I cannot speak to this.
I don't know. Yeah. How sway?
Yeah. I don't know.
Like, I sway.
How sway?
I mean, but he's clearly disgusted and he's like, look how gross this is. That's the implication of the caption.
I guess I still don't think. I would even support if you were against the ethical, like, if you supported the ethical treatment of animals or something and didn't like buffalo, like, you thought it was, like, I can get behind that idea of, like, we need to stop serving chicken wings and, like, they need to be free range, and you had this. But it feels so weird to be an NFL millionaire who clearly eats there all the time and then goes like, hey, what the hell? We're like shaming
his
restaurant you like?
Oh, this is nasty.
Right. Yeah. I mean, they'll be fine. Nobody needs to stick up for Buffalo Wild Wings.
No. I will be that person that sticks up for Buffalo Wild Wings.
And America will forgive. But it seems like a weird, it seems like a shitty thing to.
Yeah.
Even if you, if you were a nobody, I would almost be, not a nobody, nobody's a nobody, but if you weren't a professional football player, I would even be, it's weird. It's like, oh, what do you care?
Yeah. So we're all going to rate this a not trendy.
I knew it.
Not, trends are, the trend line is down.
Yeah.
Larry the Cable Guy snapped a dude's arm while arm wrestling.
That I didn't hear.
You want to play it again?
Yeah.
Larry the Cable Guy snapped a dude's
What happened to Laura?
This happens.
She slows down sometimes when there's too many tabs open.
She has tabs.
Larry the cable.
I don't want to tell her what to do, but maybe she shouldn't have so many tabs open.
Right. All to porn link farms.
Laura.
Larry the cable guy snapped a dude's arm while arm wrestling.
He snapped a dude's arm while arm wrestling, yes. I think is what he said.
Yes.
She said.
Yep.
She said that, yes.
Wow.
Who is
that
this
is
dude?
Over the top.
Who, why was he arm wrestling? And why is he so strong?
Larry the cable guy? Larry the cable guy is?
No. I said, who is this dude? As in, who is he arm wrestling?
Oh,
and
okay.
Why is he so strong to, like, break an arm?
Wow.
Like, two different he's there, right?
Yeah.
Sorry. Yes, two different he's. There's a video, it looks like.
Yeah, there's a video. So,
watch it?
So Larry the Cable Guy is a huge Nebraska football fan, and at a Huskers game against Illinois last weekend, he challenged someone to an arm wrestling contest.
Oh,
and
not a Husker?
It doesn't say here.
Okay.
We can assume.
Yeah, we could assume. And he broke his arm. And there's video.
Oh, is this going to be awful?
Watch it.
It says graphic.
It
yeah.
says warning, horrendously grotesque on the video. I'm not joking.
Oh my god.
It's a TMZ video.
I don't know if I can handle this.
I'm glad I'm on this side of the table.
He is very buff.
Oh, there's a child.
Well, a child is going to witness it.
Not good.
Ooh. Oh, that was horrendously grotesque. They weren't lying about that.
Thank God TMZ was there, though.
Oh, yeah. I'm not. Oh,
are you?
I don't
okay?
do a lot of arm wrestling, but I'm doing none.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. You gotta cut it.
I
down.
Didn't know that could happen.
I didn't either.
I thought that was kind of the cool thing about arm. Not the cool thing.
But I mean, like, there are a lot of cool things about arm wrestling.
Not the only. I thought like. Oh, arm wrestling. Oops, sorry. No. It's relatively like no people don't get hurt a ton.
They should. Because
their arms just go like.
Yeah.
Oh, yikes. Larry.
You know, if you're arm wrestling a guy and he snaps off your arm, you just might be a redneck.
Oh, come on. All those. What kind of comedians are they?
Blue collar.
There we go.
They're not the same. You're right. I'm sorry.
No, I think they absolutely are, right? That's their whole thing is like, we're all blue collar.
Well, that's what you get. What do you think that guy's first thought was?
Awesome.
The guy
Larry the cable guy snapped my arm.
Yeah.
Payday.
I think his first thought was, what was that sound? And then he was like, ow! Fuck.
Yeah, he was like, Prilosec money.
Prilosec money.
Right?
Yeah.
Isn't Larry the cable guy?
Tooth Fairy 2 money.
Was he Tooth Fairy 2?
Yeah.
What?
They went from The Rock to Larry the cable guy.
Yep.
Okay, here's... what's the next franchise that does a sequel that was The Rock and then they get Larry the Cable Guy to do it?
Hercules?
Good. That's good.
I mean, he's so strong. I can see it.
Ballers?
Ballers, the second season.
What's the one with Kevin Hart?
Oh, Central Intelligence?
That's good.
Yeah.
These are pretty good.
Yeah. Mm.
Almost anyone you could...
Yeah, maybe that question was not
Scorpion King.
Yes, again. Thank you. There we go. Larry the Cable Guy as the Scorpion King. That actually works.
Yeah,
that he's just like a pest control guy.
Yeah,
I'm the Scorpion King. It's like an arachnophobia type movie.
Guaranteed. I will clear your house of scorpions, praying mantises.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. All that stuff. Gross bugs. Those are the only two I could think of.
It's just him with a jar. He just scoops up a scorpion.
San Andreas too.
There you go. Yeah. No, get someone else.
He caused the earthquake with his arm wrestling.
It really did feel that way to me too. It was horrifying and horrendously grotesque. Mm. They weren't lying.
Well, I'm sorry for that guy. I hope he gets a big old payday.
He definitely will.
Yeah.
If TMZ has the scoop.
Yeah, tomato, right? That's he's.
Oh, cars?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I thought you were talking about tater salad. That's a different guy.
That's a different guy.
That's Ron White.
Yeah.
I do think Ron White is funny.
Tater salad. All right. Let's move on.
Comics, stand-up comics, but there is another kind of comics. And with that, I'll hand things over to our own July.
Funny pages. Funny pages. Funny pages. Funny pages.
Funny pages.
This is July's Funny Pages, part of the show where I, July, read a comic. I've never seen these comics before. I rarely know the origin histories of any of the characters from any of these comics. Jake, do you have any relationship to any comics, the Sunday comics?
I did. I mean, I had all the Calvin and Hobbes books.
Oh.
All Far Side books.
Oh, yeah.
I liked Haggard the Horrible for a hot second. Oh, yeah. Mother Goose and Grimm I really liked.
Oh, yeah.
And I read back and I went back and read some of those and I was like, boy, I don't know that I get these anymore. But my favorite thing, if I can make a recommendation, is... if you follow Nick Weiger on Twitter, he will occasionally go through a bunch of Heathcliff.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Those are bad.
It's insane.
Yeah.
He finds the funniest.
Yeah. Also, Nick Weiger, previous guest of the podcast.
You guys had Nick Weiger on?
Friend of the show.
Yeah. Friend of the show. Yes.
Did you guys talk about Heathcliff?
We did you know, I don't
want to... That all sort of happened.
I don't want to call him out, but I feel like he kind of stole July's segment, you know? Like, he was here, which comic did we do when he was here, do you remember? I think it might have been... No, it wasn't Garfield.
It wasn't Garfield. No. It didn't have any sort of animal in it.
Yeah.
I can't remember, but it was...
Let's go to the archives now. We won't be able to carry on it now. check it out. Go to twb.cool and find that episode and tweet at us and tell us what comic we did.
What do I tweet at?
You can tweet at TrendsWBenefits or at RoboLauraHall.
Okay.
Yeah. Do that.
Yeah.
I'm going
to do that. Sorry, I did not mean to interrupt you.
He did it like a while ago and I thought it was so funny. And then the other week he started doing them again. His captions for them are insanely funny. Those Heathcliff comics are the craziest things I've ever seen.
Yeah.
So many of them are about meat stores. It's incredible. My relationship to Sunday funnies.
Great. Now, you get to choose between three comics.
Okay. Wait, I do?
Yes, you do.
Okay.
These are all sort of classic. I went with a classic vibe today. You can choose between... Dilbert classics,
okay.
Garfield classics, or Calvin and Hobbes classics.
I'm gonna go Garfield classics. I feel like it might be a little trite, but
okay.
We've had a lot of Garfield on the show.
Mm-hmm.
It's a classic for us as well.
I would say we've done Garfield a good dozen times, and it has yet to land a joke.
It's always like, that's it.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Literally hundreds of books.
Yeah.
Hundreds of books, and I spent hours reading those as a kid.
So did I.
And I thought that they were funny.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know.
Facial expression of Garfield?
Yeah. Garfield was real smug, and he was kind of a proto-Bart Simpson in a way.
Mm.
That's smart.
Do you think comedy has evolved so much that they're no longer funny? Do you think that maybe as kids, in the same way you ask a kid to tell you a joke, he knows like the rhythm of a joke, but not a joke? So like Garfield things are like, strips are like, oh, premise, setup, punchline, ha ha ha, but not really understanding it?
I don't know. I think a lot of the time, I think maybe we get a lot of maybe late period Garfield when Jim Davis was, I don't want to say lazy.
he was being a bit of a Garfield.
And his Monday comics, he didn't even bother.
Yeah.
He really phoned it in every Monday.
It is really funny that the whole country was like, this cat hates Mondays. And the country lost their mind over that idea.
Yeah.
Like, I guess imagining a world pre-Garfield is weird. Where right. It's like,
I couldn't
imagine that.
This idea that, like, this cat is thinking like a human. All right, I get it. I'm back in.
Let's hear it.
All right, so there are three panels. The way we usually do this is I'll read everything that a reader would see in the comic, and we can all go around and guess what the final panel is. Okay, so first panel, we see Garfield wearing a Hawaiian shirt in sort of like a non-disclosed area. Maybe it's one of the rooms in John's house. He sort of looks unamused. Second panel, almost exactly the same thing is happening.
Okay, so the first panel's over.
Yeah.
And nothing happened in it. Just him wearing looks, a Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah.
John is or Garfield?
Garfield is.
Okay.
Why is he wearing a shirt?
I don't know. The second panel, the exact same thing is happening. Doesn't even look like any of the lighting in the panel changed or his face changed at all. Who knows how much time has passed by between the first panel and the second panel? All right, so that's it.
The second panel was just a duplicate of the first panel.
Yep.
I can't wait to take a look at this when you're all done.
All right, so let's go around and guess what the third panel.
That's all we have to go off of is two panels of him.
He's wearing a Hawaiian shirt. That should be enough to kind of like.
John is in the second panel.
No, it's just Garfield.
It's Garfield. It's just Garfield.
Didn't we talked about this last time I was here?
I might get this one. Sorry, keep going.
Well, if you have a guess, you should do it because I was gonna say it. Last time I was here, we did this, and I was like, you should tell us who the characters are in the last panel so we could actually guess.
It's still Garfield.
It's just him alone.
Garfield.
Okay, so just Garfield.
And the reason I brought up John is he might be in John's house. I don't know where he is.
Okay. No John.
No John.
I have a guess, if you don't mind. I think it's going to be the same exact panel as the first two, except, but with a speech bubble, or a thinking bubble, because it's Garfield.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't speak. And he says, don't have a cat, man. I'm kind of a proto Bart Simpson.
Okay.
Oh, that's good.
I won't say that's correct or not until everyone guesses.
Do you have a guess?
I think so.
Okay, go ahead.
I think it's going to be something like, this doesn't feel like a vacation. Or like,
nice.
Yeah. I don't see what the big deal is.
I make this look easy.
I changed mine to that.
My guess is he says, I'm on island time, baby.
I changed mine to that.
That's a good one.
You're all wrong.
What?
He even looks me? At the reader. Yeah, even you, Gabe. He
what
looks
about
at
me? Am I wrong?
You're wrong, okay. too, God.
What about Jake?
Jake's wrong, too. Okay.
Dang it.
He looks at the reader and a speech bubble above his head, thought bubble above his head, and it says, Casual Friday.
Damn it. That's good.
We were close, though, I feel.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's experiencing something that he's underwhelmed by.
What is this?
That was not...
That's not a comic.
I mean, that was not in a setup punchline format.
No, but it's subverting the expectation of setup punchline because you get Same panel, same panel.
Yeah.
Right. I do like that version much better. You know the early ones where he's like a fatter cat?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah,
I don't
yeah, yeah.
like those.
Right.
Yeah, he slimmed down quite a bit. I was going to say, July, do you have any comments you'd like to
read? Oh, yeah. This is part of the show where I read the comments on the comic.
People left comments on this?
Yes. Templo SUD said, "Aloha to you too, Garfield."
Oh, my God.
Dobie T said, "How did Dale's shirt fit Garfield?" Don't know who Dale is.
From Chip and Dale, just Rescue Rangers.
Oh, David. Oh.
Did you see this picture?
No.
It is
that
a...
fits, yeah.
It fits so well.
It's a perfect fit.
Ooh, and finally, Garfield Fan 1992 said, "Good thing it's only once a week."
Casual Friday?
Right. Did you guys listen to that? I'm just referencing other... Well, that's what we're doing, right? There's yeah. trends. Did yeah. you guys listen to that Improv for Humans with Chad Carter where they watch that YouTube video on Garfield collecting?
Oh, yeah.
Collecting Garfield merchandise?
Mm-hmm. I did not.
It's mm-hmm. very funny. They like talk about how they're the number one Garfield collecting thing and they like bash other Garfield collectors.
Yeah, it's insane.
Yeah. Anyways...
Good show.
Yeah.
Good Great show.
On the Earwolf
I'm
Network.
Plugging.
We're plugging July's employer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We did it.
July performs this live on the violin and vocals in studio. It's pretty impressive.
Sounds great.
That's the end of the funny comic section thing. Oh, God. Oh, boy.
Now is the part of the show where we do a traditional Whose Line Is It Anyway style hoedown about one of the things that we discussed on the podcast.
Are we picking the thing beforehand?
Usually a Robo-Laura Hall will suggest something to,
okay.
to hoedown about before.
Arm wrestling.
Oh, okay.
Arm wrestling. Okay.
So I put my cap backwards because I'm going to arm wrestle today. No one is going to make me feel bad about breaking somebody's arm because that's the kind of boy I am. I have lots of charm.
That's good. Well, I was never very strong. I could not wrestle. Every time I would wrestle with people in my school, and it was dumb, so I'd rather wrestle people with my thumb.
Oh, that was good. I wrestled Larry, the cable guy at work. I thought it'd be cool, but he was kind of a jerk. Next time I will wrestle Garfield. He's a cat and I think that's a little easier to do.
That was good. Well, I think that arm wrestling is fun. You should see my really powerful gun.
If you think you've ever seen something bigger, I'll be the one who pulls the trigger.
Pulls the trigger.
Woo.
The important thing
that was bad.
about this show is that we stick the landing, and we do every time with this hoedown segment.
Time.
Great job. It's weird to get ahead of yourself in it. Did you guys find that happening?
It does.
All the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jake, thank you so much for coming on our show and enduring all of our silliness.
This was great.
Do you have anything you'd like to plug?
Oh, yeah. Listen to the Meet Improv podcast. You can find it on iTunes or Boardwalk Audio. That's with myself and Josh Simpson. We have storytellers come on and then improvise. And if you're in the Los Angeles area, come out to We're Gross with Gilly the third Thursday of the month at UCB Franklin at 9:30. It's a late night unbuttoned talk show.
Check it out.
Thank you. So,
a lot of fun.
And I really enjoy your podcast, too.
Oh, thank you. Oh, yeah. Thanks so much.
Agata, do you have anything that you want to plug?
I just want to plug friendship, you know.
Ooh. Yeah.
It's nice to have friends that you like and can talk to and can trust.
It is. And it's terrible when you find out that that's not the case, too. I don't know what I'm talking about.
As he flips through his journal.
Who is it, Gabe? give us a name.
I was just thinking, you know, about how good it was, and then when you have friends, and then my stupid brain went directly to how bad it is when you don't.
Aww.
July, do you have anything to plug?
No, but I will give my plug to Robolora Hall.
Okay, yeah.
Of course.
I will also plug We're Gross with Gilly. Jake is great on the show.
Oh, okay. Oh, oh. Robolora Hall.
Wow, she's a little sweet.
She tries to get to UCB as often as possible.
Oh, that's so great. She should come down. She can be part of the band.
Yeah.
She would love
to
be great.
She'd love to sit in.
Jam out with Jess McKenna.
Yeah. She would love to.
I was just thinking of Jess being like, don't fucking. I'm so high count. Like, I'm not sitting up here with a robot.
And Robolora Hall is very competitive too. She would probably not want to be upstaged by someone as talented as Jess.
Yeah.
I would like to plug this show. Ooh. It's called Trends with Benefits, and it can be found on the web at twb.cool. Please rate us and review us on iTunes and find us on social media. We're on Facebook and Twitter at TrendsWBenefits. Oh, where the W is for with. And thanks to our friend Andrew Clotworthy for our theme song, for which we are not worthy.
We are not worthy.
And he can be found on SoundCloud with lots of great tracks on at Clotworthy.
That is a great theme song.
Oh,
thank you. Yeah. Thank you. We're very proud of it.
Yeah.
So that's all the business I have.
Great.
Thank
you again, Jake,
for
being here.
Thank you for having me. This was very fun.
Thank you for listening to our beautiful listeners.
Yeah, thanks to all the tweebs out there for listening.
The tweebs.
And bye.
Bye.
Bye, here.